Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome to a Bad Tiki Thursday. Coming up at 4:30, Bad Tiki will join our program. We got a lot to talk about. The Knicks are getting some good news. We will examine the brain of the New York Met fan, and we'll play a game of quarterback bingo. But today's a day in which this microphone, I think, is very, very, very important. And it's not something I'm going to say into the microphone. It's something Tiki Barber's going to say into the microphone.
You're about to get a bad Tiki right now.
Oh, wow. Because here's what you need to know before I hand the floor over to the great Tiki Barber. Saquon Barkley is a free agent. And starting on Monday, the legal tampering period can begin. And the Giants obviously made a decision, which we've examined, to not franchise tag him. And he will have a chance to talk to every team in the NFL. There is a report coming out of Philadelphia from the immortal Howard Eskin that, and he's never wrong. That's what I've heard. He's never wrong. That the Philadelphia Eagles and Saquon Barkley have a mutual interest in each other that should disturb every single person in our audience. So, Tiki, what do you have to say about that?
So, we already know that one New Yorker, esteemed, even though it was a short time, is heading down to Philadelphia. That would be our boss, Spike Eskin.
Fraud.
Sounds similar to the name that Evan just mentioned, Howard Eskin. Why? Because it's his son. So Howard Eskin is starting to spew some nonsense that there is mutual interest between Saquon Barkley and the Philadelphia Eagles. And let me preface this by saying I have utmost respect for the Philadelphia Eagles. They've won a championship in the interim since I retired. They've had some pretty good teams, and they've been really good. But the fact that Saquon would even contemplate going to play for that team in Philadelphia is insulting to his Giant history and legacy. There are many other opportunities out there for Saquon, because there's a lot of running back musical chairs that are going to happen. It happened last year, actually, as well. But there's a lot of musical chairs that are going to happen this offseason in the running back world. And Saquon very may well not be a New York Giant. I know that Joe Shane is having conversations, but it just doesn't feel like it's going to work out. Go to Baltimore. Go to Houston. Go to L.A. Chargers. Jim Harbaugh already has intimated that he wants you. Go anywhere else. Hell, go play in the Spanish Football League, for all I care. Do not, absolutely do not go to the Philadelphia Eagles. Because if you do, that appreciation and respect and reverence that we all have for you, Saquon, will be lost. It'll be gone. You can join enemies. I mean, hell, I don't even know if I'd feel bad about him joining the Commanders or the Cowboys. But the Eagles? It's in your backyard. I mean, we share a state. I know you killed Jersey yesterday, Evan, because of the pumping gas thing. But we share a state with Eagles fans. You get halfway down the Jersey Shore, we're talking Eagles people. We're talking those that don't care about the Giants who would rather, you know, see us burned and then urinate on us. We're talking about a different area, different mentality of person down the street, down in South Jersey, down in Philadelphia. And Saquon Barkley cannot join that world. And you know why you can't join that world? Because no matter what happens in his free agent world that he's living in right now, we want to still respect and love him. If he goes to Houston and he's down there with C.J. Stroud and they do some great stuff and, hell, he even wins a championship, we'll feel happy for him.
Yeah.
No matter what happens when he does in Philadelphia, we will hate it. And then we'll start hating him. And I don't want that to happen for who I thought was one of the most potential-filled stars to come into New York in a really, really long time. So I know that Howard Eskin is spewing this nonsense. What I really think he's doing is setting his son up for his first fall book for when he goes down and he can start talking about Saquon. I know Saquon because I was up in New York as the PD and Evan and Tiki and all the shows up there were talking about Saquon Barkley and he was fantastic. Well, now we have him and he's a Philadelphia Eagle. It just feels like Howard's setting up Spike. So don't let the nonsense, Saquon. Don't let the Howard Eskins of the world and his traitor son who's going down the road influence you to go into the cesspool of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Go kiss ass.
You're going to turn into one of those people that we hate.
Yeah.
And we don't want that.
Yeah.
We don't. Like, we'll respect you, but we'll hate you. And that's not a good thing. Your jersey at 2-6 that we see all over the stadium, it won't be worn anymore.
Done.
It'll be gone.
Gone.
It'll be burned.
Burned.
In some cases.
Yeah.
Do not, without any doubt, go to Philadelphia. Do not. That's just my message for Saquon.
Well said, sir. That's a legendary New York Giant, a man who suited up for no other team, speaking the truth. And I wonder, as Saquon Barkley has a couple of days to contemplate his future before free agency begins, I hope he understands. And I hope he's listening. And if he's not listening, I hope someone tells him. Because you say it from an athlete perspective and a Giant perspective. Mm-hmm. I can say this from a fan perspective. And I'll be a little bit more blunt. You're dead to us.
Yes.
If you go to Philadelphia, right, you're dead to us. And I remember, I'll give you a quick comparison, Jacob DeGrom. If he went to Atlanta, he was going to be dead to me. And I'm a Stan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys know how nuts I am. That was a deal breaker. That was a rule breaker. He couldn't go there. And quite frankly, I have respect for the Giant-Eagle rivalry to the point where I think Giants-Eagles is on another plane compared to Mets-Braves.
Oh, I agree.
I don't even think it's close.
I agree.
And so I feel you, and I feel Giant fans. And Saquon just needs to know. He needs to know from the people listening right now, all the Giant fans in the audience, and he needs to know from a Giant legend. We understand you're tired of losing. We understand you want the respect of being paid. We understand you may want to go to another team, but if you go to that team, you're dead to us. Your jerseys will be burned. They will never be worn. You won't be welcome back. Like, there will never be a Ring of Honor ceremony for Saquon Barkley,
right,
the former Eagle. It's over. You go to Houston and you have great success, I think there's a time and place down the road,
great,
where the Giant fan's going to say, come on back,
right,
we loved you.
Come retire a Giant. You do that. If he goes to Philly, we're not letting him come retire a Giant.
No.
He's an Eagle. You're now an Eagle. If you go fly, Eagle, fly, if that comes out of your mouth one time, you're an Eagle. It does not happen. We forgive you. It's over.
No, this is unforgivable. I mean, it's the reality. Here's what I'm curious about, Tiki. When you're in the room as an active player, you now have the ability of being wise, the,
yes,
ability of time, the ability to have played an entire NFL career, and now you're at that different lens. You're looking at it through the media lens. When you sat there, and we talked about it the other day, how you sort of got to free agency, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
You were also not on this level of Saquon at this point.
Nope.
Your career got better as it went,
right,
on. But did you realize Did you know, and did guys in the room know, that if they cross that line and go to Philadelphia, they're dead to all of us? Did they know that?
Well, I think the Philadelphia rivalry, as it's now viewed, started happening during my era. Right? It wasn't previous.
It existed, but not to this level.
It wasn't vitriolic like it feels now.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, obviously, because it was an NFC East rival, but I feel like the Cowboys were more of the rivalry back in those, you know, 90s and 80s, etc. But once the late 90s and the 2000s, and then the Eagles and the Giants were always battling for the division, and then they became the dominant team, and they win a Super Bowl. The rivalry became the Eagles and the Giants, because the Giants just couldn't beat them.
Right.
For the last decade, you just can't beat them. And so they've become the hated team. And then when you think about the proximity, and I mean this, man, we took a bus.
Yeah.
We took a bus to Philadelphia. We didn't take a train. We didn't, like, fly. We took a bus to Philadelphia. That's how close it was. And I'm not joking. You get somewhere down the New Jersey Turnpike or the Garden State Parkway, you start seeing Eagle flags.
Yeah.
Right? It becomes Eagle country. And it's annoying that in the state that houses our team, we have Eagle fans from Philadelphia living in the boroughs and hating on the New York Giants. And they're not nice. It's not brotherly love. It is abject hate.
Yeah.
It's what it feels like. And now, you respect the players. You respect those guys. Donovan McNabb, he's my boy. Ike Reese, he's my dude. I love these guys. Brian Dawkins, love them. But as rivals, you hated them. And I can't see Saquon putting on an Eagle Green 26 and us saying, oh, we forgive you, Saquon.
No.
It's over.
No, it's over,
it's
dude.
Over.
Absolutely. You said something beautiful a few days ago about the importance of being with one team and what that does for your legacy.
Yes.
And I respect that, but I also understand that Saquon Barkley, as he approaches Monday, is going to want the respect of being paid.
Right.
And I think we all get that. And if the New York Giants are not showing him that respect, and I don't think they are, I don't think they have a real serious interest in bringing him back, more on that as the show rolls on, then of course you have to be open to leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't begrudge Saquon Barkley for leaving, but he has to understand that as much as he may cherish his time here, he flushes it down the toilet
right.
If he goes to Philadelphia. I think going
tell your agent anywhere but Philly.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
That's
anywhere, anywhere but Philly.
And you know what you can tell your agent? And if you're doing this right now, Saquon, blink twice and we'll be okay. If you're using the Philadelphia Eagles, cool. That's totally
fine.
Right. I don't think anyone has an issue with you using the Eagles. Because let me give the Eagles credit for this. Considering they have a free agent running back in DeAndre Swift,
mm-hmm.
and considering they've changed kind of their game plan on offense with the hiring of Kellen Moore, Saquon Barkley makes a ton of sense. I get why the Eagles want Saquon Barkley.
I do too.
Not just as a running back, but as a back who could catch the ball out of the backfield in that offense. He could be electric. So I don't begrudge Howie Roseman. I don't begrudge the Philadelphia Eagles. They should be doing this, just like we would want to be doing this. But if you're Saquon Barkley, you don't have to listen to me, but you should listen to Tiki Barber.
Mm-hmm.
And you should listen to everyone in this city who has your jersey, who likes you, who defends you, who looks up to you. You cross that line and you go to Philadelphia, you ain't welcome here anymore.
It's not a thin line. It's a thick green one. And you want nothing to do with it. Because once you go on that side, the blue doesn't come back. It just don't. It's like a turf war. It just doesn't come back. You can't live it down. You go to Houston, it's fine. It's a little tiny red and blue line. You can cross back over.
Yeah.
You go to Baltimore, it's a little purple line. You can cross back over. It's easy. You can jump it. You go to the Chargers. You'll live a great life.
Yeah.
You have a nice suntan and beautiful house right on the Pacific Ocean, I'm sure. We'll love you.
No biggie.
Actually, we'll probably come out and visit you.
Why not?
Hey.
Nice place to visit.
We'll go root for you out there, Saquon. You go to Philly, where it's dank and rainy and disgusting. We will not come visiting.
Look, it's not even an NFC thing. You go to Chicago?
Right.
Okay.
We're fine.
Yeah, you want to help Caleb Williams take it to the net? That's fine. That's cute and adorable. But if you stick in this division, and I agree with you, Washington, who cares?
Right.
If it's Philly or Dallas, but specifically Philly, that's the jump you don't want to make. And I know right now it's easy to not think about it, because in the moment, it's about respect. In the moment, it's about a contract. Even in the moment, it's about roster and a chance to win. And all that stuff is cool. Like, getting paid is cool. Having a chance to win a Super Bowl is cool. But you know what's cooler, especially when you're a kid who grew up in this area? yeah, you were a Jet fan, but you know what? Jet and Giant fans, we're brothers, okay? Let's put our fighting aside. We're one in one, okay? We're together. You are, Saquon, a New Yorker, even though you're from Jersey. You're a New Yorker. You won't be welcome back in that same way.
No.
Once you
right.
do.
And I know it's a different like world where guys move. You love a player. He goes to a different team. You still love that player because it's fantasy football. It's gambling. It's bet. It's whatever. Giant dads, and I guess moms as well, because some of the women are just as avid as the men in this town. Giant dads and moms will not let you keep that jersey.
No, it's gone.
It's the Saquon jersey is gone.
It's gone.
If he goes to Philadelphia.
Look, burning
if he goes anywhere else, it'll just hang in the back of the closet. Right? You bring it out maybe if the I don't know, the Houston Texans come to town or they play the Baltimore Ravens in the preseason. You can bring out your Saquon jersey.
No doubt.
The Eagles, no chance.
I remember contemplating this with Jake. I have my DeGrom jersey. My sons have their DeGrom jersey. And I was like, you know what? If he goes to the right place, we could wear it almost immediately. Like, hey, he's an all-time great Met. Who cares if he's in Texas? Who cares if he's in Houston? Name the random city that wasn't offensive. But if he went to Atlanta or he went to Philadelphia, I'm not a believer in burning jerseys. I think that's infantile.
Right.
But I'll tell you one thing I would have done. Salvation Army. I would have donated that sumbitch. It would have been gone. And this is on another level. So Saquon, your family, your agents, the people around
on
you.
On notice.
You're on notice. We still love you. You haven't done anything yet.
Of course.
It's just
and
a warning.
By the way, I still want him here.
Yeah, me too.
The last thing I want him to do is go anywhere else. But if he goes to Philadelphia, I'm not even saying his name. I might not say his name again. What's Saquon's middle name? I got to find out his middle name. Whatever it is, that's what I'm going to call him.
The real question is, would you follow the line of our caller from a few days ago who called him Saquon Barkley?
No, I can't do that.
You would not do that.
I still have respect for the grind that Saquon has been on in his career, and it's not been an easy one.
I do have his middle name.
What it is?
It is Saquon Rasul Cuevas Barkley.
Right. So, Rasul.
Rasul. That's where you are now.
Rasul?
Rasul.
The Eagle. Rasul Barkley.
That's it.
Great. I don't even want to say Saquon Barkley as an Eagle. Rasul Barkley.
That's it. You lose your name to the greatest Giant running back in the history of the franchise. So, Saquon, you've been warned. Now you get to hear from the people. 877-337-6666. We'll get to your calls and what responsibility the Giants have in this situation, even being on the table.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Before we get to your calls from Giant fans about the possibility of Saquon Barkley being the ultimate turncoat and siding with the Philadelphia Eagles, Tiki, would you like to describe my beard to the radio audience right now?
It is a glorious color of gold. Oral, as they say in your language.
What are they saying?
Oral?
Oral?
Oro.
Oro?
Isn't gold oro in Spanish? Oro?
Oro? I don't know enough Spanish.
How do you not? Come on.
I know basic stuff.
I might have that wrong, but I think it is. I think it O-R-O.
According to the box that I used to paint my beard today, it's called Glorious Gold.
Glorious Gold.
Yeah, it's glorious gold. Yes. So the picture of me is out on social media if you care.
day four of coloring my beard. I've got 11.
Gold.
No, I was right. Oro. It's gold.
Oro is gold?
Yes.
Okay. I got 11 more days to go.
Remember that from 11th grade.
Look at that. I think your Spanish knowledge may be more advanced than mine. I've gotten to the point where at home, when my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, and my wife speak Spanish, yeah, I know exactly what they're saying.
You just can't speak it as well.
Correct. Right. So I interpret them very, very well. That's why they can no longer make fun of me.
Ah.
They used to.
Learned.
They used to, but now they know. I can't get one by Evan. Giant fans, this is going to be a really intriguing offseason. Xavier McKinney's a free agent. Saquon Barkley's a free agent, amongst others. And Saquon Barkley is likely not to be a New York Giant next season, which is going to be weird. It's going to be awkward. Him being a Philadelphia Eagle cannot happen. He's a Texan, eh. He's a Charger, mm-hmm, whatever. Being an Eagle can't happen. Tiki Barber says it can't happen. What say you? Let's go to Mike in Bayonne. How you doing, Mike?
What up, Mike?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
All's good.
I got a couple points, and I want to get your take on it. So let's try to make this make sense real quick, Tiki. This team doesn't take calls on him at the trade deadline. They don't even consider trading him, only to potentially lose him and let him walk in free agency,
yeah,
and get nothing in return. But now we have reports that the Eagles may be interested in signing him.
Yes.
If John Mara has any feel for this fan base, he doesn't let this happen. Between getting our asses kicked by this team for the last decade.
That's a great point.
And the terrible football that we've endured, this would be the absolute nail in the coffin as a Giants fan. So a message to Joe Shane, get this deal done. Because this draft and free agency, it's going to determine if Dable and Shane even have a job.
Well, Mike, you just sparked something in my thought process.
Yeah.
Perhaps this isn't real. Perhaps this is Saquon's agent putting this out there through Howard Eskin, mm-hmm, for that reaction that Mike just gave us. I mean, because think about this. We know this happens. It starts at the combine. It goes all the way up until April 20, whatever it is, 25th, when the draft happens. You're going to get a lot of nonsense.
Yeah.
A lot of smoke and mirrors, cloak and daggers, and misdirection about whatever the intent of any team, player, executive, etc. is right now. It is going to be a lot of nonsense that we're going to get thrown out there. This might be an example of that.
I think it's on the table.
But I don't know.
Here's the problem. We have a major issue, and our last caller hit it out of the park.
Yep.
Joe Shane screwed up. He did. We've talked about this.
Yes.
They didn't take phone calls on him at the trade deadline. By the way, that's different than saying they should have traded him at the deadline.
Right.
Take a phone call to find out what's out there.
Yeah.
They don't take phone calls on him. They allow him to get to the point of free agency where they do not tag him. They have not made a substantial offer to him this offseason. That was reported in the last few days. Mm-hmm. So they even haven't had conversations. And so for all intents and purposes, the Giants decided to not take calls on him via trade, and now they're going to let him walk away as a free agent. That is a screwed up plan.
Right.
But here's the other issue. One last thing I want you to comment on. It would also be stupid of the Giants to pivot on a plan based on the interest of one particular team.
Yes.
That's not smart.
Yes, but that's not even close to what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about the perception of Saquon if he signs with the Eagles. I'm not talking about what went on last trade deadline, what's happened in the subsequent time period since the season ended, the lack of conversations, the increasing of the cap, which made at least rhetorically Joe Shane say he was more interested in potentially getting Saquon's deal done. We're going to go back and talk to him. That's what he said. I'm not talking about any of that. What I'm talking about is Saquon on Monday becomes a free agent,
mm-hmm,
effectively because of the tampering period, and he can go meet and potentially sign with a myriad of teams. One of them cannot be the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. No. All that other stuff, I get. I'm not judging Joe Shane. I'm not judging John Mara's decision to not force Joe Shane to make this decision. All I'm saying is that Saquon Barkley cannot be an Eagle. Otherwise, he's going to be Rasul.
That's his middle name, by the way. Ron is on Long Island. How you doing, Ron?
I'm good. Good afternoon, Tiki.
What's up?
And Golden, Evan, good afternoon, everybody else.
That's awesome.
What's up, man?
So,
oh, he's the
right.
new gold I'm, dust. Evan's the new gold dust.
No, I'm not gold dust.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate here. You know, Keanu Reeves, Al Pacino style.
All right, go ahead. Let's hear it.
All right. First and foremost, I'm upset with Mara and Shane, everybody. But that's besides the point. So I love the Giants. I've been a Giants fan since I grew up into it, since I was born, pretty much. And I love Saquon. He's like one of the greatest Giants of all time. If, let's say you're in a relationship, right? And the partner that you're with is not treating the relationship right and constantly promising you this, never following through and not doing this and not showing commitment.
Okay, I see where you're going, I think.
Wouldn't you go with somebody that, let's say, their best friend just out of spite? that's just my thought right there. Like I said, I wanted to play devil's advocate, and I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Oh, man, you sound like Martin Lawrence. Y'all don't know that. Y'all don't know that reference. Y'all are too young.
What are you talking about? I watched Martin religiously growing up.
Martin Lawrence had a comedy stand-up called You're So Crazy. Do you guys remember this? You're So Crazy. And he was talking about exactly what he was talking about.
You know what's so funny? I remember him using that as a line with his girlfriend in the show Martin.
Right, he realized it came from the stand-up. It came from a stand-up where he was like, you know, I just needed your time, and the girl leaves, and she goes, something like, she got your time. Right? So I was like, that's exactly what's probably happening.
There's a caveat to this.
Ron is exactly right. Someone else got Saquon's time because the Giants wouldn't give it to him.
Here's the problem. Can I add to that analogy?
Go ahead.
So he's like, wouldn't you go with like your girlfriend's best friend just to really get to her? Well, what if you have kids? Because Saquon has kids with the Giants.
Yeah.
They were together for a long time. They got kids. They got a relationship.
Right.
And if you ever want to visit your kids again, then you better not screw around with the best friend.
Yeah.
And that's the issue.
Right.
Because Saquon Barkley getting back at John Mara and getting back at Joe Shane and getting back at the Giant organization, I get it. We all understand it. We can be really critical of the way the Giants have handled all of this. In fact, we have been and we will continue to be.
Mm.
But you can't besmirch your children.
Right.
We had nothing to do with it.
The judge will not give you visitations. You will not get visitation
rights. He's going to lose all visitations. You
supervisor otherwise. Yes. It'll be over.
And isn't that the case?
Right. It's exactly the case.
So I get the analogy, and I get why Saquon's mad at the Giants. But if you do it this way, if you screw around with her, understand your kids will never talk to you again. Understand that.
It's over.
It's over. The jerseys are gone. The relationship is gone.
But you can flirt to make the Giants jealous realize what you're missing
100%.
Out on because you're flirting with
100%.
them.
100%.
Yes.
This is an agreed separation right now. And Saquon's trying to get his girl back.
Dude, let me tell you right now. You want to be a hero, Saquon? Here's what you do. You keep flirting. All right? You get us all upset, us all nervous, and then you screw them. You leave them at the altar. And then at your press conference, when you re-sign with the Giants, well, that's not going to happen, sign with the Texans, say, yeah, what I did to the Eagles, holding up their cap space for 4 days, that was kind of funny, right, Giant fans? And just wink into the camera?
Right.
That's peace right there.
Right. You guys like that, right?
You like what I did? Let's go to Ed in East Islip. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, fellas, good afternoon.
What's up, man?
Yo.
Listen, if I'm Saquon Barkley, you know, what you're asking him to do is very difficult. Let's say that the Eagles give him $12 million more guaranteed money over the course of 3 years versus the Texans or any of these other teams. You know, if I'm a Giants fan, I can understand it, but it's more of a DeGrom look in that the Giants have the ability to solve this problem right now by just offering him a, whatever, three-year, $35 million contract, let's call it a day. They're choosing to allow him to go date the other girlfriend. So I know it's almost impossible, right. But if you take your huge, passionate fandom out of it, you might be asking the man to do something that could be jeopardizing a large chunk of money for him and his family and his future. And also, he was there for 6 years. He had 3 1,000-yard rushing seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he in the Ring of Honor right now? Like, if he goes to another city and wins a Super Bowl or two Super Bowls, is he really going to be, like, endeared to the Giants for the rest of his life? Like, if he goes on to have a nice career with another team, if I'm him, who cares about the Giants? They didn't pay me, and I didn't win.
Yeah,
so
but
who cares?
I mean, there's something about the original fan base for the star. It's one thing if you just didn't quite make it in the first stint. Like, you got pretty good. Like, C.J. Mosley's a good example. Like, C.J. Mosley was good as a Baltimore Raven, right? But he wasn't Pro Bowler. He wasn't, you know, one of the best linebackers in the NFL. So he leaves in free agency. He comes to the Jets, and now he's had probably a better stint here than he did in Baltimore. Now, the success in Baltimore was obviously different, but I'm talking about him individually. He's become revered here in New York, and he feels like an integral part. Now, that's C.J. Mosley, who is an impactful, dominant linebacker. It's hard for running backs to do that.
He won't be impactful with another franchise unless he's like the Super Bowl MVP.
That's right. He's not going to be like Christian McCaffrey has been in San Francisco, because NFL teams have multiple running backs.
Yeah, I think that, to Ant, there's a few parts to what he said. Number one, is he a Ring of Honor player right now? The answer is no. It doesn't feel that way.
No, he's not.
But time changes things. Time changes things with a lot of athletes in this town. The other day I was talking about Patrick Ewing and the way Knick fans treated him in the moment to the way they talk about him now. Right. It's completely different. Sometimes what happens after changes the way you feel about a player.
Right.
So I think that what happens over the next decade could change the way Giant fans feel about Saquon Barkley. Their opinion on players after their career ends, even if they don't play another snap, evolves based on a lot of things, based on how the team does, based on a lot of things. So here's the decision Saquon has to make. Because I get it. Hey, but guys, what if he's offered more money? Okay. He's got a decision to make. Do you take the short-term benefit of more money and respect, knowing you have broken it cold with your original franchise? Mm-hmm. You will probably never have a home as an NFL player.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't bother you, fine. Doesn't have to bother you. Go retire. Go work for Fox or CBS and not care that no fan base loves you. That's okay. There's a lot of players like that who don't really have a home. Or do you say, you know what? A couple of million dollars is nice, but I like having that home.
Yeah.
I like having that place.
Right.
That's the decision for Saquon Barkley to make. All we're telling him is if you go to Philly, you're dead to us. You won't have that home.
The idea of that legacy is gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Doesn't
exist.
Poof.
Right. Now, he goes someplace else, we'll still remember him. He goes to Philly, we'll forget him.
Well, we'll remember him just in a very bad way. Right.
What a gutless move.
Where did that one come from?
That's a good one.
Zane is in Connecticut. Good afternoon, Zane.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All good, Zane.
Nice, great show. You know, I was just following up on all the things you guys are saying. I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, Darrell Revis left us for the Evil Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Us as in the Jets.
Yeah.
He won a Super Bowl ring.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But he didn't immediately leave us for the Evil Empire, did he?
He got traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, got released, signed with the Patriots.
That's right.
No, I get it. So if that happens down the road for Saquon, I could see him, you know, being inducted into the Ring of Honor. And
I'm going to tell you the difference. I can only speak for myself on this as someone who loves Revis. So I come from a place of love for Darrell Revis, and there's a lot of Jet fans who don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think BT loved Darrell Revis.
Yeah.
But Ingo was up and down on Darrell Revis. But I love the guy. Right? One of my favorite all-time Jet players. So it's fair to say, how did you come back? Like, how does it work with Darrell, considering he did do the ultimate with the New England Patriots? So I'll tell you two things that make it, to me, different. Number one, when the Jets traded him, like you said, it was to a different team. I hated it. I screamed on the radio. Mm-hmm. I bitched about it. I was anti-trading Darrell Revis. When he goes to New England, yes, there was a dead-to-me factor. No question. I understood why he went there, but he was absolutely in my division with the Patriots. Then they win the Super Bowl. Here's how he came back, and here's how it changed. The following year, he's a free agent. The following year, I'm on the radio screaming, they got to sign Revis. The Patriots tried to sign Darrell Revis, and he chose to come home. That decision to come home, even if it didn't work out in Jet history in 2015 and 2016, because his second stint here wasn't exactly his first stint.
Yeah, he wasn't as good at that point.
That was the apology. That's what makes it different. So if you want to paint the scenario, guys, where you're like, okay, Saquon signs with the Eagles, he wins a Super Bowl there.
Yeah.
Then he comes back and finishes career with the Giants. Could that happen? Could that change things? I guess. I just think it feels so unrealistic to have that conversation today because it's so far down the road. But looking back at Revis and why I love him despite that one Super Bowl with New England, which still drives me nuts. He was on the sideline this past year celebrating that championship.
Yeah.
Dude, it made me sick. I was disgusted by the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing a Patriot jacket. I wanted to barf. I want to throw up. But he came home. and he had a chance to stay in New England, and he came to the Jets. So to me, that's why he isn't dead to me, and that's what makes a difference.
Right. I agree with you.
Thank you.
I like Revis. The other thing about Revis, he was kind of on his way towards the Hall of Fame when he left here.
That is also very different.
Right.
No offense to Saquon.
I'm just being honest. I'm being real.
Yeah, he was.
Right? So,
he's a Hall of Fame Jet.
Yes.
Like, think about it. That guy's in the Hall of Fame, and no one gets confused on thinking of him as a Buccaneer, a Patriot, or a Chief.
No.
He's a Jet. So that also matters. Saquon is not a Hall of Famer.
Those were just stops that he made. But he was a Hall of Famer as a Jet.
Yes.
And you can't question it at all.
With that said, I think if he stayed in New England long term after winning the Super Bowl, I don't know how I'd feel about him today.
And it's fine. I think that what you just mentioned gets forgotten. That not like the Patriots were good riddance. Not like the Patriots said, thanks for helping us win a Super Bowl. See you later. They tried to re-sign him, but he wanted to come back.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yes, and it worked for about 13 games until he no-showed the final game against Buffalo that year. But then again, the entire roster did. Anthony is in Orlando. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Good show.
What's up,
Tiki? Tiki, I just want to give you some, just some kind words. I mean, I watched you and your brother play quite
a bit.
Thank you,
man. Appreciate you.
Really appreciated your effort every day, and that's the most important thing. Evan, honestly, could care less whether you shave your beard or not. I will tell you, Evan, that if you continue to color your beard different colors, you're going to mess it up. You're going to end up having to bleach it out or shave it anyway. So be careful with putting all those different colors on
your beard. Does this come from experience?
Yeah, Anthony? did you bleach your beard a lot or something?
No, but people that bleach their hair a lot go through the same.
I think, not that you care because you don't, but I will give you this piece of information. I'm using like this kind of beard hair coloring paint. So luckily
Evan,
it's not a full
Evan,
bleaching. What?
Evan,
what?
Stop. Please stop.
Okay.
Fine. Just stop doing it. Listen, let me just get to my point, okay? Tiki, maybe you could speak to this a little bit. Jonathan Taylor, maybe a little bit more talented than Barkley. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, he's a different kind of runner. He's younger, more straight line than Saquon is, but it's similar, but a little bit different. Yes,
a little bit more upside, I would say, with Taylor. But point is, the Irsay gave him, I think, 3 years,
42
45,
million.
42 or 42. Like that.
3 years for 42.
Right? They didn't want to lose the guy.
Of course.
He's too talented. So why not? Why can't the Giants do the same thing? Give the guy, $45 million over 3 years. Raise ticket prices $5 and it'll pay for it.
They're not going to do that just to get Saquon.
That's so easy. Guy from Florida. Right. Raise ticket prices. Right. Yeah, because you ain't going to any games.
And he's retired. He's cool. You're good. But he's on to something there, because I remember when the Jonathan Taylor deal happened. It was the middle of the year. I think it was actually right during, I think we had the Colts either a week or 2 weeks after that happened. And in my mind, I'm saying, all right, this finally reset the running back market. Because think about it. The top end running back market was Zeke and Christian McCaffrey, which were two grossly outlying contracts relative to everybody else. And so every running back would become a free agent or close to it and be like, I want the Chris McCaffrey deal. And you just knew it wasn't going to happen. And so Jonathan Taylor also wanted that deal, and they came to a lesser but I think equitable solution. A short-term deal with a higher AAV, I think it's whatever that is, $13, $14 million a year at AAV. So it's not 16, but it made sense. Short deal, higher AAV.
Right.
And so in my mind, I said, dude, that's exactly the type of deal Saquon should do. It's probably not going to get the $14 million because Jonathan Taylor's younger and doesn't have the injury issues. But you could go 3 years for 13 or 3 years for 40 and make the last year void by some.
Yeah, but do the Giants want to give him that?
But they don't, and that's the problem.
That is the problem.
And so they are valuing him, as Sean told us earlier in the week, in this free agent area of $8 to $10 million,
right?
Which is less than he made a year ago.
Yeah,
and it's $2 million less than the franchise tag if they were to refranchise him, which they didn't. And so it's just a non-starter contractually. All right, his agent is no way going to take an $8 million deal after making 10 the year before and having a franchise number that's at 12. It just doesn't add up.
Right.
And so the negotiations can't go anywhere because the market, despite Jonathan Taylor's contract, is actually depressing, which makes no damn sense.
Right.
The salary cap went up 15 or 12, 13% higher than they thought it was going to be, to $255 million. And the one position, not kicker, not like long snapper, not guard, not tackle, one position that depressed an average salary was the running back. Now, how is that fair? So it's an impossible situation.
Yeah.
It's an impossible negotiation because the economics of the sport tell you that everybody should be rising with the tide. And what's happening is that the running back is sinking. For whatever reason,
yeah.
The running back, even the high-end running back, is sinking. And so it makes negotiating almost impossible.
Pay me now or it's time to part ways.
Gary in North Salem. What's up, Gary?
Hey, guys. Great show. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
Just want to start off by saying, diehard Giants fan, Tiki, thank you for everything you've done for us.
Appreciate you, Gary.
You were a pleasure to watch, man.
Thank
Especially,
you, my friend.
When you single-handedly destroyed the Redskins in that game with those three touchdowns.
Right. That was my last game, great. Man. That was a fun one. All my friends were in the building, too. And they were still Redskins fans.
I'll never forget that, man. That was great. Before I want to get to my Saquon point, I heard you guys talking about the jersey yesterday with pumping your gas. So I have a funny story.
Go ahead.
My brother-in-law is originally from Jersey, right?
Right.
And he still lives in Jersey with my sister. And a few years ago, we're in upstate New York, and we happened to stop at a gas station before we had to head home.
Yeah.
So we go inside, and I come outside, and my sister goes to me. He doesn't know how to pump his gas.
What?
He doesn't know where the gas thing is.
What?
And I said, you're joking, right? He doesn't know how to pump gas? He goes, no, he's from Jersey. Said, what do you mean?
Stop.
She goes, I swear to God. And she goes, he's from Jersey. They don't pump their gas there. I said, he never got gas outside of Jersey, Connecticut, New York. Gary, he don't know how to pump his gas. Okay.
Oh, wow. So,
and then, maybe about 2 years ago, I'm at a gas station up by where I live, and a lady comes up to me, and she goes, excuse me, sir, I don't think my car has a thing to open up the gas tank.
I said, ma'am,
every car has a gas tank to open up the thing. I said, let me take a guess. You're from Jersey? She goes, yeah, how do you know?
Stop. Leave us alone, Gary.
Swear to God. Wild guess, ma'am. I said, they're always on the driver's side door. Okay,
right.
No problem. Thank you. I helped her out. I don't know. It was just funny to see a baby.
This is the problem. The problem with Jersey is we have people who don't know how to pump their gas like
Stop.
You just explained.
Stop.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
leave us alone.
I said, to my brother-in-law, I said, oh, my God, that just amazes me. But, Evan, love the beard, dude. From a guy that rocks the beard myself, I really think you should full-on embrace it. Sami Zayn, wrestling guy here myself.
Nice.
Pull out Sami Zayn, keep it going, brother. It looks good.
I usually
grow my beard out for the winter, but then, you know, this time of year, spring, summer, I usually trim it
out.
Well,
that's the problem I'm running into. It's March. That's why I cut this deal to get rid of the beard, because the warmer it gets. I was in Florida for 2 days, and it was like hell.
Yeah, it's,
right.
It's like itchy,
start
cutting
grass.
It's like itchy.
You know, I do yard work, cutting the grass,
yeah.
Weed whack. You don't want that all up in your face. And plus, my wife told me, it's not December no more. You're not Santa Claus. Let it go. So it was time to let it go. But my thing with Saquon, so I'm a 41-year-old diehard Giants fan, man. And would it crush me to see him go to the Eagles? Yes. But, I mean, can you blame the guy for taking, you know, wherever the money is? And, you know, another caller made says, you know, he's a Giant great. I mean, he's a nice player, buddy.
Right.
Calling him a Giant great, that's a little bit too much, you know?
Well, he's been one of the best players in this little downtrodden era for the New York Giants. It's a short era. It's not like it's, two decades. But during this time frame, he's been one of the best players on the team.
Yeah, look, I mean, if we're making a list of the greatest Giants of all time, is he in the top 10? No.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's suggesting
I think he's very popular.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's why it gets a little conflated with great. because he's your, the most popular player that the Giants have had consistently over the last 6 years.
The other thing that we should not ignore is our age sometimes take us to a place that makes us not understand those that are younger.
Right.
And we think about ourselves. So I want everybody to think about themselves. No matter how old you are, you know the players that you loved when you were 12 or 17 or 8 or even 20.
Right.
Like the guys you grew up loving. A lot of people listening right now are probably thinking you're their answer. And that's cool. I have my answer. We all have our answers. So as we get older, we get more selfish. And we think to ourselves, well, Saquon Barkley, he's not as good as Tiki Barber. Well, there's a lot of people listening who don't remember Tiki Barber, the player.
Right.
It's like the whole Carmelo Anthony debate amongst Knicks fans. Those that rip him are those that are older, and they don't have any appreciation for the fact that not everyone's their age.
Right.
Some people are younger.
Right.
Some people don't remember the 90s and Patrick Ewing. So I think when we talk about Saquon Barkley and his impact, no. If we're ranking all the great Giants of all time, is he behind Frank Gifford? Yes, but that's not the point. The point is, to a generation of fans, he's their guy.
Their favorite player.
And once he goes to that team, the Philadelphia Eagles, he can't be their guy anymore. So it's not about comparing them to other guys in history. It's about you trying to put yourself in other people's shoes, younger people's shoes, and ask yourself, how would I have felt if the guy I grew up loving join the Eagles or the Red Sox if you're a Yankee fan or the Phillies if you're a Met fan? How would you have felt? What would that have done for you? And the answer is going to tell you what it would have done for you.
Right.
It would have made them dead to you. It's exactly what would have happened.
It's true.
They would have been absolutely dead to you. Mike in New Paltz, New York. What's up, Mike?
Got on again.
What
How
up?
Y'all doing today?
We're good, Mike.
What's up, man?
All right. So, you know, I watched the draft when Saquon got drafted with my son. My son is 15 now, so I think he's real little. He's about 9-10 years old, right?
Right. Yep.
So we were excited when we got Saquon. I asked him today. I said, you know, what are you going to do if Saquon goes to the Eagles? He's like, take his jersey off the wall, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it hurts a little bit, but if you think about it, Saquon's hurt all the time.
Mm.
Hurt all the time, you know? Yeah.
I mean, that's what's hurt him. You know, Mike, that's what's hurt him, is that he hasn't always been available. When he's been healthy, he's been great, but he just hasn't always been available.
I'm an old-school Giant fan. Joe Morris, Tiki Barber,
right.
Ma Bradshaw. I don't even think he was, like, I mean, he's good. He's good. He had his flashes in the pan. But, I mean, he go to the Eagles, just sit half the season out.
Yeah, but if he goes to the Philadelphia Eagles, keep this in mind. The teams he's been on for the last 6 years, they've mostly been bad.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Giants you mentioned, your old-school fandom, they were on good teams.
Right.
It was a very, very different situation. And the Philadelphia Eagles, until their late season collapse, looked like the absolute representative from the NFC in the Super Bowl.
There's no doubt about it.
It is entirely possible that Saquon Barkley goes to Philadelphia and does what Darrell Revis did in New England, and that's win a championship.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, the thing that we know but don't know how it would be in another locker room is the stabilizing presence that he is. Because he is he's a quiet leader, but he's a good leader, right? Because he just comes and he works.
He could actually fix that locker room the more you think about
that's
it.
It's kind of my point. So if you're the Eagles and you need somebody who everyone's going to know and respect, mainly because he's in the division, and also some of his production in those healthy years, right? He might be perfect for what the Eagles are looking for. I'm just saying, if he goes to the Eagles, he's dead to the Giant fan.
Dead to the Giant fan.
That's the bottom line here.
Now,
that's really all I care about.
The pivot question now is for Joe Shane. What are you going to do about it?
Mm.
We'll try to answer that, plus more of your calls at 877-337-6666. And I did some studies last night. I studied the brains of New York Met fans. And I think I've come up with what is kind of their issue right now as we approach the start of this season. I studied a lot of Met fan brains. I studied Greg Giannotti's brain.
Ooh.
I studied Tommy Lugauer's brain.
Interesting.
I studied Sal Licata's brain. I studied 42 random people on Twitter's brain.
Mm.
And I know the issue. And it's not the obvious answer. We'll get to that later. Plus, Bad Tiki joins us at 4:30. It is Evan and Tiki, the real Tiki, on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.